SDG, kick that track head. Come and listen to me talk my mess. Anything new to the lyric, even jazz. Anytime you need, the music's best. LCG Kickback Podcast, and I'm back for the second episode of It's Some Tea in These Streets. I hope y'all all are doing well. It's rainy here on this Sunday, and I got a lot of tea for you guys. I have lots of tea. It's really ridiculous how much tea I have for you guys today. So what are you guys up to today so far? If you're in Miami, I know you're looking at this weather like, what the heck? And it's carnival time as well. So they get rained on. I never go to carnival for the simple fact, I believe it always, it's like the weather's always rainy when carnival comes. So even though I would like to participate in the fun, I just don't want to get wet, if that makes any sense. So, it's a lot of tea. I have a lot of tea, and I'm going to try to wrap this all up in less than 30 minutes. I just didn't think that I would have so much stuff to discuss for this episode, since it's the second episode of Tea in These Streets. But apparently it's like all this stuff is going on during Libra season. I don't know if it's because of Libra season, the divorces, all of that, but that's why this podcast is titled Tea in These Streets, because I like the tea. It's always piping, it's always steamy, it's always hot, and it's always a lot. So I would like to start off with, yo, I don't know, I'm older and I'm not really young, but is Blueface a pimp? Because Krishan went live after the allegations, well, not allegations, the pictures surfaced of Blueface and a chick with the gray, a white blunt's wig, and I don't know her name. I didn't care to know her name. So Krishan went live and said basically he fucking with them 304s. And from what I know, 304s is hoes. And it's in the Las Vegas, California area. And from what I know about Las Vegas, it's legal over there. So was she implying that he fucks prostitutes? Or he's in a business dealing with prostitutes? I just want to know, is Blueface pimping? Because I was confused. I'm real confused. So, as we all know, if you've been following with social media, you know Krishan and Blueface. Oh, my God. But since the last episode, Blueface and Krishan broke up, I guess, for maybe 15 hours. I don't even know. It was a lot of back and forth. And then after which Krishan, I thought Blueface released the sex tapes, but apparently Krishan did it. She did it on live. I guess she wants to show what him and her be doing, since a lot of stuff happened. It was the picture surfacing with that chick. She said she had just met up with him because she wanted to be on Blue Girls Club. But with her riding around in his car and kissing, ain't that didn't look like that was anything for Blue's Girl Club or whatever. I watched a few episodes. I'm like, I'm glad I was never a fan of it. I'm like, what did what? But I feel like it was more to it. Or I definitely feel like she's trying to get clout off of it. Because I don't even know if it was old footage or recent footage, because to my knowledge, Blue Girls Club is over with, unless he's going to do another Blues Girl Club. The math just ain't mathing. So basically, Krishan must have found that out, and her and Blueface was actually, I don't know where they were at, but it was for a show. She took his phone, which was like the day before Jade and Alexis, the baby mother's birthday, and left him in a hotel, and she went live, and apparently she had fucked the room up, but she couldn't, like, her friends were telling her not to talk too much about it, so she wouldn't get in trouble, because she already has a court case that's coming up in a couple of days. But after all that mess, you fucking up the hotel room, guess who he wakes up to the next day? The baby mother. And I don't know if the baby mother was reaching or what, if they had birthday sex. She also, the baby mother also posted a message that was assumedly from Blueface saying, I love you, I'm finna come see you for your birthday, baby. Well, apparently he did, because that's who he woke up to. So it seems like these two have, like, they're separated, they're taking a break. Krishan said she broke up with him. Then, you know, people were like, oh, damn, you going out bad. Leave him alone. She said she was. She unfollowed him. Then she's all like, I miss daddy. This is still Jonathan's pussy. She followed him again. But apparently something happened again because she unfollowed him again. And they both changed their pictures. He changed his profile picture to his son while she changed her profile picture to her mother. So all the while, the show is being filmed right now. Her little reality show. So I can't keep up. I just really can't keep up. Then Jane Alexis is saying she's going on a date, but apparently running the street is she only dates females and saves herself for him. Cause he posted a tweet saying that bitch ain't going nowhere. Krishan, old goofy ass, thought, I guess he was referring to her, and said, daddy, I'm not a bitch. And responded to the tweet, and then word must have got to her that it wasn't about you. So that may have been when she unfollowed him. And she's been posting a lot of really sad tweets. And she wants a monogamous relationship with a man that just ain't gonna give that to her. Who do I think he was responding to? I would say, well, some people say he was responding to Krishan because she said she had broke up with him. But on the timing of the tweet, it was right after Jaden and Alexis had went on TikTok saying she was going on a date. Like, oh, I don't know what to do. I think he was responding to the baby mother. Like, oh, she ain't going nowhere. So, I just don't know why she wears so much makeup. Like, oh, was it the filter? I just don't know. Like, I want to get into her, but I just can't get into her. Krishan released the sex tape, went live, and I guess people was assuming, how did Blueface have all this time to have sex with you and then wake up to the baby mother? But the sex tape, I think, was already filmed, and she released it because she knew where he was at. And it's so messy. And it's not like he's going to see the kids. He be all in the bed with her, so you ain't really got to read too far in between the lines to know what time it is. Krishan deleted the sex tapes because I guess she didn't get the feedback she thought it would be. A lot of people were saying she needed to go get a gynecologist checkup because it was a lot of white stuff coming out. And she was saying, oh, you know, we have great sex. Me and him are just friends with benefits. I'm not his girl. But people got pulled them receipts, and of her own sound mind, I think it's sound sometimes, she stated he had officially asked to be her girlfriend. So she doubled back on that statement saying, nah, we just good friends, let's have good sex. Because I guess she was seeing, like, damn, I'm really looking like a dumbass. So he woke up next to the baby mother. And since then, the two haven't seemingly been in the same area together, because I haven't seen. I know as of today, she said she was going to Baltimore to take a break, spend time with her parents, but she's still in California. And Blueface was in Las Vegas. So, baby, I don't know. She did post a message from him where he was saying he was going to come home and leave his other girls alone. She since deleted it because clearly he ain't bring his ass home. And in the footage of him being out in Las Vegas, there is females in the background. I don't know if those are the boys, girls, or what. But, yeah, he's looking like he's single. And then it's like, why are you begging him and apologizing to him when his whore ass is getting put on blast once again? So why are you apologizing? Like, that's love drunk off the pee-pee. So she looked like she was having fun with her little DJ friend, who's a female, having fun. I don't know if she was trying to get his attention or she just really needed a break, and this was her break to have fun. So the other chick, I just feel like she's a fan. That's pretty much what she stated. She wanted to be on the Blues Girl Club. Why she released that shit, I would say it was for a clout. Another girl released footage with Blueface too, and I'm like, damn, it just seemed like people trying to get clout from this situation. Kashawn, I just can't imagine how she's really feeling. It's probably a little bit embarrassed and this again. She also mentioned that she's going through something, which is obvious. But my thing is, if that was really your friend, why would you tattoo almost your whole body for a friend? Now, and then all these other chicks are coming out of the woodwork, and I just like, mm-mm. And then when Kashawn posted, "I'm single," Blueface reposted, like, "I ain't never been single. I always kept a couple." I'm just like, oh, he is so toxic. Then Rock's sister, the one that was allegedly molested, tags the sex tape on her IG and tags Blueface's baby mother. Blueface's baby mother then responds, like, "Oh, well, I don't care about that. Why Blueface won't leave me alone?" And then tagged him saying, "I can't wait to see you tomorrow." Also saying she could post things too, and said Rock kept calling her phone going crazy, and she also see how Zeus Network is in her inbox. Then Carlissa, Blueface's mother, stated that Blueface and Jaden Alexis, this would be their 10-year mark. So she dreamt that she saw them two getting back together after she saw them posted up in bread. So she's insinuating what's next for the two and kind of is laughing at Zeus Network, because I feel like Zeus Network wanted to paint them out to be this so in love couple, but they're really toxic. And I don't think they're even in a real relationship. And I guess, like, Carlista was laughing, like, look at what y'all was trying to portray, and that just ain't what it is. So it's kind of like people are tired of Kashawn. Like, a lot of people fell in love with her and wanted the best for her, but now the streets are not really feeling Rock anymore because of the back and forth, the lies. I don't even know if she's a liar, but she went from a girl to just friends. Now she's taking a break, and she also stated she's not removing the tattoos. That if she gets another man, she gonna put her man right next to Blueface's tattoo on her. It's giving, like, huh? So, this is the longest I've seen them not be with each other, be around each other. But people are really trying to talk to this girl. Like, get it through her head. Like, you don't need this. Like, even when she was seen getting her hair did, and I think she was shooting a video for that day, she ran into the comedian chick, Lala, from social media. And she said, "Lala just spoke so much life into me." And it's like, she knows the Bible. Girl, why can't you see God will constantly allow someone to keep hurting you till you see that you and this person are not supposed to be together? I just don't get it. Moving on. I'm sure that'll be on the next episode of Tea in These Streets. We got JT and Cardi B exchanging some words. Cardi basically called JT a lapdog. JT said the fans are starting to beef up. I thought they were cool. Apparently, Cardi said that QC tried to put her on with the City Girls writer. Cardi even brought Young Miami into the drama, which is crazy because they have a son together. And Young Miami just gave her flowers to show love. And then after all that, Nicki Minaj chimed in with a meme, like, you know, throwing them rocks and hiding her hands. And Cardi, it's kind of like, is Cardi showing her true colors that we may have ignored? Because she just got into it with Akbar. So I was like, why are you getting into it with all these people that happen to be on a remix of Freaky Grub? Then, Shady Nicki Minaj changes her Twitter profile pic to JT. Cardi follows by changing her pic to Remy, so she must have caught on to that shade. Now, then Nicki Minaj also unfollowed Latto after Latto stated that basically some artist, she overheard a conversation from another artist saying, why you working with that little girl? So apparently Nicki caught on to that shade and felt it was about her. It could have been about her. And she stated that people playing both sides and called Latto a dud. Latto responded like, oh, well, this dud, I forgot the words per se, but this dud is still popping. And speaking of Latto, y'all said she blocked some weeks ago on the gram, felt it was going to be a setup with the award show. Latto won Song of the Year, but everyone kind of feels Jack should have got it for Super Gremlin. He also called Frappuccino, Cappuccino, and a Mutt. It was just a lot going on. And I kind of like call that. I don't agree with everything he stated, but I feel like he did have the Song of the Year over Latto. But it's not cute going at a female. To me, it's not. Saucy Santana is also being called fake. He didn't stand up for JT with the Cardi situation when it was going back and forth on Twitter. Which, by the way, according to Jason from Hollywood Unlocked, he talked to both of them and they squashed that beef, apparently. So they're keeping it cute for now, I guess. But Saucy Santana didn't stand up for JT with the Cardi situation. However, with the Latto and Kodak situation, he did. So it was like, is JT not your homegirl? Also, rumor has it Nicki didn't want to do a collab. And rumor has it Nicki didn't want to do a collab with Mulatto. Latto, sorry. But Latto got one with Cardi, so apparently that's coming up. So the internet streets are saying that all this beef is forcing the girls to pick sides. Then, oh my god, Foxy Brown chimes in, vouching pretty much for JT by playing her part on the Freaky Girls remix. So the Barbs are saying Cardi B is starting beef with the girls that's featured on the remix. So that would mean who would be next that she's gonna cause strife with. And that would kind of make it seem like she was the one that's like super jealous of Nicki. Like, did Nicki purposely make that remix knowing that that was going to make piss Cardi B off? And it was going to get Cardi B to show her true colors? I don't know, y'all. I don't really know. And speaking of Cardi B and the JT situation, rumor has it that it's more stuff that happened behind the scene. Apparently, in that Cardi B song, the remix with Glorilla, Tomorrow, she, in her lyrics, she refers to, oh, you just mad because my best friend fucking on your man. That apparently was about JT. Rumor has it that Lil Uzi is sleeping with Star Brim, who is Cardi's friend. Which, it looks like his type, dark skin with a big booty. Now, I don't know how true it is, but for some reason, Saucy Santana sung that particular part of the song on live. I believe he tagged JT on it and since deleted that live, so that adds more fire to that fuel. So it was more to what went on with the Cardi and JT beef. However, I'm gonna stand with JT on it. She stood her ground. Cardi, I do think she was like, oh, we talking in the DMs, why you gotta go talk more shit on the Twitter feed. But I like that. JT sure she ain't no pump. And for Cardi to say some of the things she said, it was like, you already had animosity because I thought we was cool. And why the hell you brought Young Miami in it? And speaking of Young Miami, she didn't respond right away. Then she tweets, oh, I just woke up and kind of put some emojis up. And that was it. She didn't say anything. So people were like, damn, why you stand up? Like, literally nobody. People felt like literally nobody stood up for JT. But it's kind of like, JT, what did you expect? You kind of did a song with Nicki Minaj, so it's kind of like you chose sides. Which Cardi probably is looking at you some type of way, because I think she thought y'all was cool. And then you jumped on a remix with her arch enemies. But JT gives me the energy like she ain't got no friends in the industry. she doesn't look at anybody as her friends in the industry besides Young Miami. And maybe Young Miami didn't say anything because they had already had a discussion behind the scenes. And they just, like, don't say nothing. So, if Uzi is sleeping with Star Brim, then that little shit, that little beef ain't over. I just don't think it'll be over. Sad news. Like I said, there's a lot of divorces going on. And Tia Maury files for divorce after 14 years of marriage. They was together for 18 years, her and Corey Hardrick. I'm shocked, but looking at some of the interviews, it kind of looked like they was just aggravated with each other, and he talked over her. So, I don't know. It's kind of sad. I thought they were a cute couple, but you never know what goes on behind the scene. And Tia Maury was on, did an interview speaking about how she's just so in her self-love era, and then news of the divorce is occurring. So, hey. I wish them the best of luck with that. Then you got Malibu Mitch wanting to fart Cardi B. She's supposed to pull up because Cardi B had pulled up. But apparently Cardi B waited for an hour. And Malibu Mitch show up way too late to the scene. So, but then in the post, Cardi said she was just waiting for her aunt to cook her some food. But I feel like she just did that because she just got done with the court case. So, I don't know why, like, what's all this? Like, Cardi is on 10 right about now with the girls. Like, she ain't giving a fuck. And then another divorce is Miguel and Nazanan. I hope I'm saying it correct. She filed for divorce as well. So, it's like a lot of women are just, I don't know what's going on. The girls are out this month. Then you had the BET Hip Hop Awards. I liked it. I liked it, the little flip. Seeing him, I liked the little Kim. I love her. I liked the Remy and Fat Joe's vibe. Trina definitely repped for Miami. I liked it, the 3-6 Mafia show. And Method Man, did he look good? Yes, he did. I'm just like, I felt like Trina, seeing how she did get an award, I felt like they could have gave her a tribute, had some artists do some of her best songs. They didn't do that, so I was just like, what the hell? Wu-Tang held their own. Florilla got her first award. And you know what I like? I think her first thing she said was, I want to thank God. I like that. Then Drink Champs and Carisha Podcast was tied for Best Hip Hop Platform. Lotto won Song of the Year, but people felt that Kodak should have got it with Super Gremlin. He stated the same thing. And even if it wasn't him, he felt like Future should have got it, not her. Which I can kind of agree, because Big Energy, I liked the song. It was cute, but I wouldn't say it was a Song of the Year. You could not turn on the radio and not hear Super Gremlin. In fact, it's still the same case. So Diddy is being accused of paying BT for Carisha to receive that award because she beat out bigger platforms with longevity and the credentials. Like, she beat out Versus. How the hell? Versus held us down during the COVID. How did she beat out Versus? So, in no way, I don't think she deserved to be tied with Drink Champ. She wasn't even at the show. She was actually seen in New York with Diddy. They're supposed to be filming the music video for his song, which I don't even think is such a great song. They're really trying to overdo it with it, but I definitely think some politics went behind the scenes, because she only had 6 episodes. How the hell did you tie with Drink Champs? It don't make sense. But, speaking of Diddy, he called out Mace for being a fake pastor, also stating Mace owes him $3 million. Mace responded, and he was big mad, said Diddy is mad because he wouldn't come on stage for Diddy's fake apology. So basically, because you wouldn't play along with Diddy, Diddy's now whatever saying all this stuff. Diddy also asked for receipts. May said, ask your mother where the receipts are at. She got them all. I was like, damn. I basically everything is in her name. And Mace also stated that he was the only artist that didn't sign an NDA. So he could say whatever. And also in a little video he put up, that he said the artists that could speak out are deceased, like Biggie and Black Rob. The decipher part, I like my little music. The deciphers I love was Ciroc, Big Boss Vet, Datronada, Sauce Walker, did his thing, Baby Tate, Candyman, OT The Real, I like a Marnie Caesar, Reginae's cipher was cute, Tammy Romans was cute, Sierra Gates did her pretty girl flow, Kirk Franklin was good, Rashida was cute. And I finally found out what a munch is. It's an eater or a hater, and that is from Ice Spice Words. I like her. She's cute. But she get a lot of backlash. I don't know why. Desi Banks' decipher was cute. Pretty V is just so silly to me. Uncle Clifford came through. The Slutty Vegan Pinky Cole cipher was good. I like Genesis Helly. I think I'm saying that correct. Milan Rauch Rouge cipher was, she tried. What I didn't like is how Meek Mills said what we all were saying, but that's her baby father. He said that BT blatantly tried to embarrass her with the cipher, knowing she couldn't rap. I think she did what she could, and it's like, that should have made me mama. Don't, like, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh girl, but she tried. He could have kept that cute and kept that between them behind the scenes. You ain't have to go on social media and add to the embarrassment. Like, that's your baby mother, support her, nigga, ninja. I like Don't Call Me White Girl podcast. Her cipher was bomb. Funny's Marco cipher was I guess you could consider it funny. It definitely, yeah. Then Quavo and Takeoff released their song. Well, they released their, like, little whatever, the new album with the duo. And one of the songs, Messy, people are questioning his lyrics. Let me get the lyrics, cause I don't want to be saying the wrong thing, y'all. I don't want to be saying the wrong thing. Let me quote these lyrics of this song. The lyrics is, I said, Carisha, please, because she too messy. B, F my dog behind my back, but I ain't stressing. Then he goes on to say, in ever so many words, if you wanted to hold me too, you could have said that, we would have put our blessing on it. Like in Sing Wayne, if that's what you wanted, don't hide behind it. And I find it funny, Lil Baby also has a song where he's saying, you can't, oh, you mad that she's fucking both of us. Now, some people are saying that, is he pillow talking? Or is there truth in this somewhere? Is this truth? Did Sweetie do this? Then people was trying to insinuate Sweetie and Offset maybe had sexual relations, and that's why they broke up. And Cardi got thrown in that as well, because Sweetie did the remix to Glorilla's Gorilla song, FNF. Sweetie actually remixed that song, went out with Gorilla to shoot and everything. However, that version got X, and JT got on the official remix. So nobody ever spoke out to what happened to it. Glorilla and Sweetie both said, gave each other their flowers. I heard it was cute, but that's not the one that get plays on the radio. So people are speculating that Cardi stopped her bad because she slept with Offset. I don't know how true it was. I kind of feel like maybe the record label exec felt like JT flow worked better with F nigga free. I don't know, but it makes you wonder, right? And then last but not least, with the tea in the streets, people are upset that Pop Smoke's killer is saw in a recent picture eating Pizza Hut. Well, the Pizza Hut is, I think it's Pizza Hut, the pizza is, like, seen in the back of the photo. So people are like, nigga, you killed Pop Smoke, but you, like, you living large. How you got pizza in prison? And I never saw the killer before, and I'm like, wow, this is a good-looking man. He threw away his life, and he took someone else's life. And it just goes to show you, it's like, what do these people be thinking? And I finished all that tea in less than 30 minutes. I am so proud of myself. We did it. It definitely was a lot of tea in the streets. It's the second episode. Please keep fucking with me. I'm going to keep coming with the tea in the streets. This week was, it was too much. A lot of stuff I didn't even speak on. I just had to speak on the most the most piping tea. And on that note, I'm signing out. Please listen, like, tell your friends about Tea in the Streets, and I'll be back next Sunday with the third episode of Tea in the Streets. Bye!